Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Let me say how grateful I am for you, for all of your kind words, all of your messages of support as I've been dealing with this nerve pain over the last several days. And I do hope, okay, yes, let's make sure we are streaming and everything is good to go. I want to bring to your attention something that no one else has been talking about. Everyone's been talking about the NFL game, about DeMar's collapse, about what, you know, most of us believe is really going on. But there is something else here that I have not seen anyone else talk about. And I am a little bit restricted in terms of showing you video footage because of copyright violations and all of that. So what I did is I have some photos and I'm going to share those photos with you in just a moment. And then I want to analyze this bit by bit. I've got my notes and we're going to dive into that as soon as I bring you a word from Noble Gold Investments. They are the sponsor of tonight's show. So let's do this. We are going right on over. Let me get it ready for you. It is NobleGoldInvestments.com. And what I wanted to let you know, I've got my important notes here. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold was the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, the Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? You can open a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month, and you are going to receive this very cool 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA for those of you that can start yours with $50,000. You cannot go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. Gold, again, as I say, is the best performing asset for 2022. And what I would like you to do is go to the website here. You can call them at 877-646-5347. And you can also go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And past performance is not indicative of future results. All right. Let's dive into this DeMar Hamlin fiasco. There is so much that has transpired over the last several days, and I'm glad that I didn't jump into the fray when everyone else did. Let me tell you a few things, and then I'm going to show you this very important photo. You know what? I'm going to show you the very important photo right now. I don't want to leave that until the very end. I'm going to show you some other very disturbing images that I came across. And then I'm going to talk about why I am very, very skeptical about this entire fiasco, and not for the reasons that you might think. Let me know in a comment if you have been skeptical, if you have been digging deeper, if you think that even what the truthers are saying may be falling into the hands of what the powers that shouldn't be want us to believe. Does that make sense? It'll make sense in just a moment. I'm going to share my screen again, and I want to get this image lined up for you. So give me just one moment here as I get that going. And actually, before I do that, let me also, I'm juggling a few things here, friends. Does that ever happen? You're trying to find all your images and stuff. Before I do that, let's do this. Somebody emailed me and said, Peggy, the name Dahmer makes me think of Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I don't watch football, never have, probably never will. I don't give my time over to professional sports. There are a lot of concerns that I have about that. Anyway, I don't care for the violence. I don't care for the division of one team other better than another. Let me say that I have been an athlete most of my life. I was a competitive swimmer. I played water polo in my later years just for my own enjoyment. I've been a swimmer, a surfer, teaching exercise classes. So I am all about sports and fitness and health. Don't get me wrong. Where I draw the line is professional sports. And I'm going to talk about why that bothers me in just a moment. But what I want to do is grab this image and let's just do this. I'm going to start out with the grand finale. How about that? I'm going to start out with what I wanted to end with. And then we will come back and draw a full circle. Okay. Some of you know that Dahmer, somebody also said that Buffalo Bill was a character in the movie Silence of the Lambs, and both Silence of the Lambs and the Dahmer, which I don't even know if that was true or that was a psyop, that I believe a lot of those serial killers were made up as well to terrorize the population. I'm not saying people haven't been murdered. I know personally people that have been murdered, but these kind of serial killers, it makes me skeptical as well, because fear is what controls people. Both this Jeffrey Dahmer and the Silence of the Lambs had to do with cannibalism and all sorts of horrible mayhem. So having those names and those images could trigger something in some people, even though it may be a long lost memory. You may think, there I go again, connecting the dots where they don't exist and really going down rabbit holes, you know, and getting on the conspiracy thing. But let me show you this. Dahmer had a charity. And what was interesting to me is this toy charity, apparently, because I couldn't find a lot of information on it, started right before his collapse. Perhaps he had done it for years. I didn't have any evidence that he had done so. It was also interesting to me that the toy drive was after Christmas. Normally these, again, I'm just going to tell you all the red flags that I've seen. Normally these toy drives are before Christmas so that the kids can get their toys before Christmas. It may be that this was an annual thing that he did. I could not find any information on it. There are some interesting things that came out from that. But here's the image that I want to show you that is currently on a new website for a new charity that he is doing. Apparently he got swept up into another organization, and that's what they do, is they collect donations. So let's take a look at this image. I'm going to give you a few moments to study it, and then I'd like to see if you noticed what I noticed. Here we go. Without further ado, this is the image that is on the, let's see if I can get that any larger, that is on this Dahmer Wilson's, Dahmer, I don't know his last name, Hamlin's website for a charity. Okay, so let's take a look. What do you see here? All right, I guess the boy is making the number three, because Dahmer carries the number three for his jersey. It's interesting that he's doing it that way. If I were to say three, I would hold up three fingers. So I don't know exactly what that is. But this down here is troubling to me. Those of you that are awake, not woke, you likely know that this is the symbol for 666. And why is he doing that? If you're going to say, well, Peggy, there he's doing the number three again. If somebody, if I were to do a symbol for three, I would not do that symbol. I would hold up three fingers. I wouldn't hold up my last three fingers. Okay, so that's strange. Then we take a look at Dahmer. And you can see very clearly that he is doing the devil horns. Why? Further, why is this image on the website? Out of all the images, there must be probably 1,000 pictures of this fellow. Why in the world would they select this image for this charity website? Okay, while we're here, I'm going to go, let me go all the way back through the images now. Oh, I wanted to tell you about Diamond of Diamond and Silk. Lynette is her given name, and she went by the name Diamond. Diamond and Silk have been conservative commentators for years, and I had the privilege of being on their show a couple of times, and it's very sad news to hear that Diamond passed away yesterday at the age of 51 after a short illness. I remember on their show, I was on two or three of their shows, and the last time I was there, she was asking me questions about how somebody could if somebody could get sick from someone else that had the cocktail, and whether or not I believed in the, you know, I'll just do this symbolism, because who knows if YouTube is checking the algorithm for that word that I cannot say. And she asked me about that. And of course, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't have any opinion on that other than what people have told me themselves. I didn't know that she was referring to herself when she said that she knew somebody that was sick. So my heart goes out to her. I highly doubt that she had taken the cocktail. It seems very, very out of character. So I don't know exactly what's going on there, but my heart goes out to her. All right, here's what I want to do. We are going to look at some of these images, and then I am going to share with you a video that you can watch on your own. I can only play like a few seconds of it because I don't want to get a strike for a copyright infringement. And in the past, when I used videos from NBC or, you know, CNN or something, it didn't go over well with YouTube. So the first thing I just want to show you, I'm not going in any particular order. We'll cover it all. So apparently this is right after the collapse. And it's interesting that you've got these numbers here and the jerseys that are visible. Now, again, I may be reading into this way more than is necessary, but this is how my mind works. So I want to share with you how my mind works and let me know if you notice it as well. What do you see here? So you see the number 39. And if you were to just turn that nine upside down, it would be six, three sixes, just like we saw with this little guy, 666. I think that's interesting. Maybe it's a coincidence. I also see that 9 + 2 = 11. Those are the jerseys that are visible in this picture. I also want to remind you that the television does not allow anything. Well, maybe that's a strong statement. Let me put it this way. Television exists as a form of propaganda. What is broadcast on these major channels is done intentionally. Let me do this before we go on. Some of you may know that I was in TV for some years. I was a health and wellness expert for a show called America Now. And my intention on that show, it was called a lifestyle show, and they had experts in different areas. There was a pet expert, there was a mechanic, there was a Mr. Fix-It, there was a relationship expert, a gardening expert, a decor expert. Did I mention pet trainer? And then I was the wellness expert. So I would talk about how to get a good night's sleep, how to get toxic things out of your home, just general helpful tips. And I remember very clearly that my producer said, Peggy, you're too positive. You're too optimistic. You're too cheerful. Here's what she said. We need to scare the viewers and then give them the solution. That's exactly what she said. So my segments on, non-toxic shampoo, instead of saying, here's what you should look for in a non-toxic shampoo, it suddenly became, is your shower killing you? Is your bathroom killing you? You know, they wanted me to open up the bathroom, the shower door and have a scary face. It's like, wow. So I learned exactly how things work on TV. And I learned about editing and I learned about rehearsals and I learned about how it takes 2 hours to film a 2-minute clip. I come to you live. I don't really have a script. I have some notes and I am just speaking off the cuff. And that's how I prefer it. I prefer it live and natural and spontaneous and candid and all of those things. But on TV, like reality show TV, those things are scripted. There are several takes. The editors choose what they want and it is all finely choreographed. I'm sure the editor would be my old producer would have all sorts of comments about my background and how I should move things and all of that because everything is tightly scripted. So that was my time in Hollywood. And I will say that the people that worked on the shows, they were very professional, very hardworking. And it was not, Hollywood filmmaking or anything. It was basically reality. Well, I don't know if it was reality. It was called unscripted TV, although it was highly scripted. So let me just say that these things that you're going to see, these images were done. And in my belief and where I'm going with this, let me know if you draw the same conclusion. After looking at it after several days, some of the emotion has come out of it. I can see things that I didn't see in the beginning. So let's start with some notes and then we'll go back to the picture. So number one, my belief is that basically, nothing is shown on TV unless they want you to see it. Let me know if you agree with that statement. And I also let me see. I want to scroll through my notes a little bit. Let's go back to the images and then the notes will make sense. Okay. Share my screen. Can't wait to see all your comments. So we're going to come back to this image in a moment. What struck me is that this guy is in the forefront. He's aside, out of the side. And keep in mind that the powers that shouldn't be, their language is numbers, symbols, certain words, certain colors. Combined, they create a type of ritual. And that is what I'm looking for here. I am by no means an expert in this, but I want to bring some of these things to your attention and have you dig deeper as well. Here's another image, 31. I'm going to reverse that and it becomes 13. These numbers 13, like the 13, you know, families that run the world and the 13 tribes and all the other 13s. And of course, you know, unlucky 13, this symbolism has been a part of at least Western culture for a long, long time. So 13, 11 are very important symbols and numbers in their type of, numerology and so forth. There are those that are experts in the gematria, which is a type of determining dates and names and numbers and how that all plays out. Again, I'm not an expert in that. There are many great videos on YouTube where you can dig deeper. I'm just bringing to your attention what I saw after the initial emotional response. Let me say this again. Okay. I know I'm hopping back and forth. I know you can follow me. I'll give you another punchline. It's my belief that this entire sensationalized, orchestrated event was done for the express intention, number one, to divide people into saying, see, he got the cocktail. Of course, that's what caused his heart attack. That's what most truthers, I think that is a reasonable conclusion. However, here's where I'm going to digress a little bit. Because now Damar has been miraculously released from the hospital, even flying on a plane back to New York, I guess. Hello, you're going to get on a plane with the cabin pressure, problems with your lungs and your heart right after being on a ventilator? I'm not a medical doctor, but that doesn't sound right to me. So now they have a story where there's been this miraculous recovery and the powers that shouldn't be can now point to him and say, see, it wasn't the cocktail after all. Or they may say, see, it could have been the cocktail and he recovered anyway. It's not as bad as all of those truthers are making it out to be. They have a perfect cover story for all those millions of football fans, of which I am not, for those football fans that may have been a little bit skeptical. They may have seen the soccer players collapsing on the field. They may have heard, they may have gone to funerals. They may have heard of all these people dying, you know, out of the blue. And now on a major event where thousands and thousands of people are watching this, the very people that the powers that shouldn't be want to manipulate and propagandize. Yes, that's a word. And have them follow their narrative. This is perfect. It's absolutely diabolically perfect in their eyes because they had all eyes on the event, except what did you notice they didn't see? What did no one actually see? What's that? You're right. No one saw the CPR. No one saw the CPR being conducted. Well, Peggy, it had to be for privacy. Now listen, again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I went through CPR and I was a lifeguard and I had to know about pool safety and first aid and all of that. And the number one thing they say is clear out, give me room, give me space. They did the exact opposite. They had everybody on their choreographed, orchestrated event circle the wagons. That was very strange to me. And then when you watch the footage that I'm going to leave a link to, you'll see that it was almost like a rehearsed cue where everybody knelt at almost the same time. Now, I don't know if you have ever been present at an actual emergency, catastrophe, something that happened suddenly like that. There is usually mayhem. People are looking around. They're saying, what happened? They're whispering. They're running. None of that happened. It was like the orchestrated reality TV where at a certain time, everybody came in close. Everybody took a knee at the same time, except for one person. And I'm going to show you that number and that name. And the other thing that bothers me is this. Oh, suddenly everybody's praying. Suddenly the NFL is saying, we're praying for DeMar. Pray, pray. We're all praying. Where for the last 2 years, going on 3 years, religion and religious rights have been absolutely excoriated and obliterated in this country, where people were forced out of their jobs because they wouldn't take the jab based on religious grounds. And now suddenly we're going to pray, where coaches had been fired previously, not even because they were praying out loud, but because they closed their eyes and they were praying internally and they were fired. And now suddenly pray. Okay. It's a psyop if you don't see it, friends. Now, let me also say this. There are three potential possibilities in my mind. I've used this analogy before. Door number one, door number two, and door number three. Door number one, it happened exactly as we saw it. The poor guy collapsed because of his cocktail. He made a miraculous recovery. He's getting millions and millions and millions of dollars for this after Christmas toy drive with all sorts of symbolism that is very questionable. We'll just take it at face value. Glad to hear he's doing better. I hope he'll play another game. So that's possibility number one. It's exactly as it happened. And the NFL is trying to cover it up. And you know, and I know, and everybody else knows that it was the result of the cocktail. Okay, that's one possibility. I don't buy it, but it is one possibility. The second possibility, which is probably closer to reality, is it happened. He did collapse. It was completely unexpected. And everybody corralled and took a knee and prayed just because that was their natural response. And I'm reading much too into this, and that he should have had his privacy and we shouldn't have seen the CPR that probably wasn't happening on a person that didn't need it because you don't want to break his chest or cause any heart problem. And how did they diagnose it? Anyway, one possibility is it happened exactly as we saw it. And then the powers that shouldn't be are going to manipulate it and benefit from it and profit from it and spin it in a way that they want. That is very, very likely, wouldn't you say? And then possibility number three is what I'm presenting to you here. Completely scripted, orchestrated, planned, rehearsed. And here's how I came to that conclusion. When I watched the video and these videos, and here's what I recommend you do to break down any psyop, and there have been plenty of them that I can't even keep track of covering. Number one, I actually don't even care about all that stuff other than to use these examples to help refine the skill of critical thinking. Just like you, just like me, just like many, we are prone to an emotional response. And later I'm going to, in another video, I'm going to talk about the died unexpectedly. I can't use the actual term of the movie. And I'm going to share with you my concerns about that and the trauma response that they elicited and why that was very troubling to me. So I'm like anybody else. I see sad movies. They make me cry. My heart goes out to the abused animals and children. And oh my gosh, it's heart-wrenching. And that's to be commended for you that you have that amount of compassion. But we have to remember that they prey on the emotions. So here's how you take the emotion out of it. You watch the video without the sound on slow motion. You watch very different angles and different video clips from different media, and you watch it without the audio. Why? Because the audio message is another part of the propaganda. I'm going to bring you a couple of quotes that I heard again and again and again. Well, I'll just tell you, one of them was, well, of course, they're gathered around DeMar because of privacy and we shouldn't be seeing what's going on while he's getting CPR. Well, number one, how did you know he's getting CPR? And number two, that's the exact opposite of what happens in a true emergency. You have people cleared out. You don't want all of that. You don't want somebody accidentally tripping or falling or getting in on that or the crowd energy getting out of hand. You clear the people out. We also, I never saw any footage of him being placed on a stretcher. I never saw any footage of the name on the ambulance. There were so many things that were left unshown. Not that they weren't there, but I didn't see it. Why? Because when people are under this emotional alert, their thinking brain is hijacked. They're not missing those things. Go back to the handy sook, right? How about that? In December 14th, however many years ago, 10 years ago, however many years ago. I mean, it was so obvious to me, the orchestration of that fake, phony, fraudulent episode. I mean, I'm calling people, texting people going, don't freak out. This is all, I can see the red flags clearly. But because of the fear of the parents thinking my child could be harmed or anybody just watching it on TV, they hijack the thinking brain. So what do? You turn off the sound. You don't listen to what they're telling you. Now, you can watch it in slow motion. And that's exactly what I did. And you watch different takes. That's what I did. You can also, and you'll see the faces of people. I didn't grab the clips for you now, but I hope that you'll do this as your homework. So when you are looking, oh my gosh, hubby Pastor David's calling me, doesn't know I'm filming. When you are looking at the faces of those who are talking about DeMar. And this was before he recovered. So it was still somber news. This is still, he was on life support. I can see people smiling. I can see a little smirk, a little twinkle in their eye as if they know something that we don't. Now, I will also tell you this, again, being on TV and, you know, not that I have to be on TV to know it, but when people are suddenly in front of the camera and they haven't been doing this, it's not their business, or they were told to play a part, there's often a little bit of insecurity. And that comes out in like almost a smile or like, I know something that you don't know. I noticed this in so many of the fake, phony, fraudulent episodes that we've had over the many years. And you turn off the sound and you look at the people's expressions and you ask yourself, does that seem consistent with someone who believes that they're a loved one, somebody that they're close to, somebody they admire, that they're on life support? Does that look like the face of someone grieving? No, it doesn't. Stunning. So I watch these things without the sound. Then I listen to it without the visual. And then I can just listen to what they're saying. So I can break that down. And here's what they said. I'll just give you a couple of these comments here. So yeah, the other thing is the comments seemed very orchestrated across the different media. They continually said that he's got CPR for 9 minutes. Okay, that's another, 9 minutes. Maybe I'm reading too much into this. Again and again, they said, we didn't see what was going on. Of course we didn't see it. Well, what did the players see that were looking in? Okay. We're going to go back to the images in just a moment. So I'm looking at my notes. Okay. Nothing is shown on TV unless they really want you to see it. When you look at those images of people collapsing, one that comes to mind is Heather McDonald on stage. She was mocking Jesus. She was mocking those of us that have kept our bodies pure. She was saying that she got all the cocktails and she was very vulgar and she literally was stiff, fell back, hit her head, and just arms and legs out, completely collapsed. And she survived. I don't know that she had a heart attack, but she completely collapsed. all of the videos that I've seen of people that are newscasters that fell during a soccer game or a basketball game, a lot of them, the newscasters, and then there were a lot of like international dignitaries, for the want of a better word, that were speaking at a podium and they just kind of fell. Everybody completely fell and they hit their head. I'm going to show you these images of Damar. Did you notice what I noticed? Because it didn't happen that way. Now, maybe he wasn't having that type of reaction. Maybe it was scripted and he didn't want to hit his head. So we'll look at that in just a moment. What I've noticed in these orchestrated episodes is you've got people, they did show the players crying. Now, maybe they weren't in on it. Maybe they really thought what happened. That's one possibility. As I say, it could be exactly as presented. And all of what I'm saying is running down a rabbit hole. I'll give you that. Or it could be that they were in on it and they were told to look upset. Again, I don't watch football. I don't understand their motions and actions and the gear that they're wearing and all of that. But a lot of it did not seem sincere to me. I'll just put it that way. All of this call to prayer, the praying, the prayer vigils seems out of character for what we've experienced over the last couple of years. They also said that some of the players were praying out loud, taking turns. I hope they were. I hope that people turn to God. I hope that people turn to prayer. Nothing makes me happier to know that that people actually are developing their spiritual life. I'm all in favor of that. So don't get me wrong. It's the hypocrisy that seems out of place here. I talked about the toy drive. Somebody mentioned, I saw this on another video, that he did collapse right as number 33 was in the frame. I don't even know who number 33, well, I do know because we're going to see that. And then the taking of the knee where everybody did that together, was that the George Floyd thing? Is that the right person? Colin Kaepernick? Like, what's the knee? Okay, that is a Masonic gesture where they go down on one knee. If I was praying for somebody, I would be on both knees. Or I would be lifting my hands up to the heavens, or I'd have my hands folded at my chest with my head bowed. I mean, there's so many ways that I pray, but down on one knee is not how I do it. So that was disturbing to me. Maybe I'm reading into it. You know, the whole knee and the knee on George Floyd's neck. Somebody else brought that to my attention. Okay. Of course, they were playing football, B-A-A-L. Worshiping the, you know, demonic Baphomet. I'll just put it that way. We know, and maybe you don't, I'm sure you do because you're smart, savvy, snarky, healthy Americans. There have been videos making the rounds of the magnetic gloves, and it makes it easier for somebody to catch a ball. I'm not saying that they're using it in this game, but it does exist. And you know that football is entertainment and the industry is entertainment. So it is for entertainment and gambling and all sorts of other things that I don't care for, which is part of another reason I don't go for it. And then somebody told me that it's very likely that the football players have receivers inside their helmets so that when the coaches are talking on their little microphone that, you know, they're hearing it. That's how they can hear what play to do and all of that. So is it possible, I ask, that the orchestrated event, they could have said, okay, go down now. Just asking. I'm going to show you the pictures in just a moment. Again, looking through my notes, I want to make sure I mentioned everything. We couldn't see the CPR that was going on. We have no idea what was going on. It was out of character to have everybody circle the wagons there. That's not what happens in a true emergency. I believe that one of the reasons they could do this is so that the NFL and the powers that shouldn't be and the doctors and all that can clearly state, oh no, this was not from the cocktail whatsoever, as a way of heading off all of the concerns that are growing and growing that people cannot ignore anymore. So by having this be orchestrated on live TV at such a level, they can say, see, he recovered. The cocktails aren't so bad. You don't have to worry. And then what if, just what if all the big fake, phony, fraudulent cocktail makers, just what if they came out with an antidote to the cocktail? Wouldn't that be something? So first they shoot everybody up with it, with the cocktail. And then they say, guess what? If you're having any difficulties, we've got an antidote for you. Line up. Whoops, I'm still getting used to the microphone. Line up for your next cocktail. Wouldn't that be something? I'm not saying it exists. I'm asking, wouldn't that be something? Okay, let's do this. The other thing I've noticed is when there is an actual event, even in real life, if somebody came to you and said, oh my gosh, I've got some bad news, or did you know this happened? And this is something that they teach you in the acting classes. Your response cannot be immediate. There is something like a dawning realization of what has happened. When it is too immediate, that is kind of a giveaway that the person is not a very good actor. I wish I had somebody to act this out with me. But let's say that somebody said, oh my gosh, a tree fell on your car. Okay, so if somebody said, oh my gosh, a tree fell on your car, you wouldn't react that quickly. It's just not possible. You have to take in what they're saying. So it would be more like this. A tree fell on your car. What? Now, maybe I'm exaggerating, but I'm trying to make a point. So when this choreographed episode occurred, it was like everybody had, they reacted too quickly. It doesn't happen like that, friends, in real life. Go back and watch the tapes without the sound on. Okay. I talked about the smiling experts, like they're excited to be on TV. Maybe there's a big payday coming because they're speaking their lines on TV. And suddenly now all the doctors are saying, he's making remarkable progress. Oh, and the other thing is now DeMar wants to raise money for the first responders and the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Money, 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 money. The payday is coming for all of those that are in on it. Yes, they all are in on it. That's how it works, friends. And then they want to honor all the medics. Here we go again, the hero worship of doctors. Friends, I have some friends, good friends, that are doctors, and they are amazing people, and they do incredible work. They care about life and health and people. But friends, they are not better than anyone else. They are not better than an accountant or a janitor or a plumber or a house painter. The same thing with teachers. They're not God's gift to the universe. They're wonderful, caring, many of them, gifted people. But I do not care for this ranking and elevating of one profession above another. So this is a perfect opportunity to reinforce the hero worship of the medical community that we saw at the beginning of the hogwash. What say you? All right. It goes on. Now I'm just reading some of the comments that came out in media over the last couple of days. Currently, the doctors say it is unclear as to the exact cause of his cardiac arrest. So now they're claiming that. And they will continue to run tests to determine. So it's a weird sentence. Upon immediate hospitalization, Hamlin was placed in the UC Health's adult level 1 trauma center and put on a ventilator to give him oxygen. All right. I also believe that this is done to normalize the use of ventilators. Many of you have written to me with tragic stories of loved ones basically not making it out alive because of this type of treatment. I'm sure that there are thousands, maybe even millions of people who have had good outcomes from being on a ventilator. I'm not saying that there's not a use for it. There were doctors that came out in the early days of the hogwash questioning this protocol, saying that it led to unfortunate demise and of many. I'll just have to put it in those terms. So here we go. After the initial event, this story goes on to say, we were supporting him on the ventilator 100%. So that's life support. He was unable to breathe on his own. His heart could not pump oxygen through the body on his own. And then he made this miraculous recovery. It says, humbled and grateful for the outpouring of support from over 250,000 individual donors globally. Of course, they have to get that word in. The family of Damar Hamlin is announcing the formal creation of the Chasing M's Foundation. I could not figure out what M stands for. Is that Masonic? Does anybody know? Is it mandate? What is the M? Chasing M. I couldn't find it. Maybe you did. I didn't see it. The Chasing M's Foundation charitable fund in partnership with the Giving Back Fund to facilitate the receipt, processing, and allocation of donations to Damar's philanthropic programs as a 501c3 verified nonprofit organization. Blah, blah, blah. Aligned with the intent of Damar, his family, and the donors who've contributed thus far to the GoFundMe, blah, blah, blah. All of the donations will now go through the Giving Back Fund. Okay. Something I've noticed with all the fake, phony, fraudulent episodes that we've seen over the many years is there's always all this big fundraising going on for it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Don't these football players make like in the seven figures? Aren't they millionaires? Am I wrong? I think it's great that people want to donate money to a cause they believe in. That should be everyone's choice. It just makes me scratch my head. I'm a little bit skeptical. What I'm going to do is take you. Oh, the other thing is this happened 9 minutes into the game. Is that important? Have we been swindled, snookered, bamboozled, and hoodwinked into crying wolf on this? I'm going to click through to the foundation. We'll take a look at this and you'll see what I showed you. Here we go. All right. This is it. Here is securegivelively.org, the Chasing M Foundation. And here's where you can, and I do not see, there's no running total of how much money. Maybe they want to keep it confidential. And here's the image they chose that I took you at the, showed you at the beginning of the video. What in the world? Out of all the images, friends, it's a signal to those in the know that this was fake, phony, and fraudulent. Let me go back to my images and we will finish up with that. I cannot wait to see your comments. All right. Actually, before we do that, I'm going to take you on over to a, I hate to do this, friends. This comes with a vomit warning. So I need to show you this picture of one of the male newscasters. You'll see what I mean in just a moment. And I am not going to play the audio and I'm only going to play the video for a few seconds so I don't get a strike with the copyright violation. So fair warning, it is, what's it called? MSNBC. I don't watch TV at all. I can only get these clips on YouTube, but here we go. So sorry to break it to you. I'm just saying, I think it's an open secret that this is a born male, trachea, giant neck. I mean, if you don't see it, I thought I had eye problems. All right, here we go. Let's go on. That's a topic for another day. It's the inversion. It's the worshiping evil, the turning from good to bad. All right, here we go. I think I have the audio off. This is what I want to show you. I'm actually going to show you what I saw that I don't think others saw. Okay, I'm going to put this on slow motion as I've recommended. I'm going to go really slow here. So we see the hit happening. Here we go. Yeah, sorry, just close your eyes for a moment there. You don't want to. Okay, there's the hit. I'm going to go even slower because we're going to come up. It's interesting that MSNBC actually has the footage that I was looking for. All right. Everybody's seen this a million times. Okay, there's the number 33. I don't know if that's significant. I'm just mentioning it. You probably have a lot of other things you've caught, and I would love to see them in a comment. Here we go. All right, everybody knows this. We've seen it a million times. He gets up. it's almost like this guy helps him a little bit there. That I thought was interesting. He sort of, again, I don't know that the other team was in on it or anything like that whatsoever. I don't have an opinion about that, but he gets up. All right. He kind of uses him for help. Now, this is what's interesting. In the other footage that I've seen from all of the other people collapsing, they just go flat back on their head. So you may have seen this part. He sits down. All right. So maybe he's feeling okay. Maybe he's feeling a little woozy. So he sits down. Okay. So he's actually sitting. I've got still images I'm going to follow up with in a moment. Now he lays back. All right. He lays back. He didn't fall on the back of his head like all the others that I've seen. He was not a stiff board and then fell over. He sat down. Maybe he was losing consciousness. It's possible. I'm just showing you what I've seen and what I didn't see anybody else talk about. Now, he has his arms going out. All right, here's the interesting thing. He starts to bend his elbows. And then he places his hands on his hips. Like, okay, now I'm going to, they start to fade out. I thought that was very, very interesting. Here is another angle of that. So he did not lose consciousness and then collapse. He sat down, laid back, bent his elbows, put his hands on his hips. So his heart was still functioning. His brain was still functioning. He was still breathing at that time. Here we go. Stick with me. And oh gosh, I hope I have this other footage as well. I will leave links for you in the description box below because there is something that's even stranger. Again, I'm on thin ice here playing this footage. There he goes. He lays back, bends his elbows, and they cut away. All right. That's the other thing is I noticed that many of them started to cut away at that point. They didn't want to show that footage. So what I did is I looked at as much footage as I could. And what I want to do is show you a couple of the images here. So we will do that. All right. Here we go. This is it in slow motion as he actually there, he's already down. Here's where he was bending his knees, crouching down, sitting. He's actually sitting there. So maybe he had to catch his breath. I'm not saying that didn't happen, but nobody pointed this out that it was very different from the other episodes on the soccer field and all where people just completely collapse flat on their face because he was still conscious. Now he's laying back. There's like in 2/3 of the way laying back. And now he's laying all the way down, his arms at his side. So if he was completely out, it would end there. But he bends his elbows. Here we go. And then he puts his hands on his hips. That's as close as I could get it because then they cut away. So before we go on, I know I'm running long in this video. There's other footage that I will try to link for you because I didn't have a chance to gear it up here. Before they had the human wall covering up what was going on, and a couple of the medics came out, DeMar was moving his arm and he was moving his legs. I will find that for you. It's very difficult. They're scrubbing all that. DeMar himself was moving his arm. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'd like to hear from the medical doctors. Maybe he was feeling the heart attack come on. Maybe he was getting woozy. He sat down. He passed out. He bent his elbows. Maybe he was moving his arms and legs to get the blood flowing. I don't know. But what I did see was that he was conscious. Now, I know you can be conscious. I know you can be having a heart attack and still be conscious. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. But I thought it was interesting that they didn't point this out and they didn't dwell on this. So for those of you that are skeptical like I am, and for those that might want to question this a little further, this, what I'm showing you and what I saw, pushes the needle a little bit more toward the fake, phony, fraudulent, orchestrated scenario in my mind, because then if they, how would they be doing CPR on somebody who's conscious? It doesn't happen. You can't do that in my mind. I just don't think that's possible. So a couple more photos here, and then I will wrap up and I can't wait to see your comments. You can email me your footage, your ideas, links to other YouTube channels, support@thehealthyamerican.org, or just leave a comment here. Now, here's what I wanted to show you. Here's where everybody that what I think was like an orchestrated thing, people here didn't seem upset, got their hands in their pockets. This guy, I think he's on his phone. This guy's just like recording. Everybody looks kind of bored. So they weren't all out of sorts. Everybody's on the knee except Neil. Everybody's kneeling except Neil is not kneeling and Neil is wearing 33. Yeah. Okay. That's what I have for you, friends. That's what I have for you. I don't have the answers. What I have are the questions. And in my mind, the questions are more important than the answers because the questions are how we get to the truth. I do not accept what is presented to me on TV, period, at all. And I do appreciate all of you and your kind words and having you back on board with me here at The Healthy American. So let's see. Great. Oh my gosh. Let's give a big shout out to Rhonda and Valerie, my moderators. That chat is flying by. I don't know how they can keep up with it. Really, a round of applause for my moderators. They've been with me forever, and they come on here out of the goodness of their heart as a part of our Healthy American family to make sure that any vulgar comments are removed because we want to keep this as a clean, family-friendly place. And Rhonda's and Valerie are constantly giving links to helpful information. And I literally could not do it without you, my friends. So thank you. Oh, here, Vicky says, wouldn't he be clutching his chest with his hands if he was actually having a heart attack? I love your insights. This is exactly what we need to do. And let's see. Mickey says, I would be upset if I didn't get to see the football game play out. Yeah, there's another thing. The first time ever a game was called, the drama, the emotion, the staging. And let me say, I'm glad this fellow is fine if he is not consorting with evil. I have no tolerance or compassion for those that have chosen darkness. What I have is prayer. And that, my friends, is the only answer. We have turned from God. We have turned from the truth. And I'm not just saying, you know, I don't want to put me in that, but society at large has done so. Tyler says, the quality of your questions constitutes the quality of your life experience. Thank you for that, Tyler. I think that's such a good concept and truth because people don't question. They sadly want to be told what to do, what to think, how to act, how to, you know, which is why they're turning to the government for all those answers. So let's see. My goal here is not to come out with the final answer of what I think happened. My goal is to expose these interesting aspects of what I noticed and I observed. And my main goal is to continue to refine my own abilities of critical thinking. And critical thinking means I'm going to ask who, what, where, when, and why. I'm going to look at all different possibilities. I'm going to look at where the money goes, where the power goes, who could be benefiting from this. I'm going to look in the past. I'm going to look in the future in terms of like this new charity and how the money is going to go to the first responders in the hospital. You know, like, is this hush money, blood money, payoff money? That's how my mind works. And so even though I'm not a person that puts my faith in the headlines at all, I like to analyze the headlines as an opportunity to hone my skills of critical thinking. I'm so grateful to have you along for the ride and this journey. And I love your insights as well. Mark, yeah, great friend Mark Duramo said, and just like that, prayers are not now allowed in the NFL, where they were completely banned in all the public square. So the other thing I believe is, and I know, actually, I don't just believe, but I know, evil is losing. And just like anyone that is upset that they are, you know, time is running out, they're going to throw everything they can at us because good is winning and we actually battle a vanquished foe. I know that because good will overcome the evil, just like the light overcomes the dark. So we are operating from a place of confidence. These evildoers and the hogwashers are getting more extreme, more bizarre, more out of bounds, especially where I live in California. Absolutely stunning. And they don't even care anymore. So seeing their desperation makes me believe that they know that the end is near. So, yeah, I can't wait to read all of your questions, friends. I will, ambulance, let's see. Be Rich said, I wondered about the no logo ambulance. And then others showed, and again, I didn't see this on any recent videotape, but I did see a previous footage that showed the name of one of the cocktail pushers, big banner as the ambulance was going out. So all of this is done on purpose. I don't know the exact reason. I gave you some ideas. Would love to hear yours. So grateful to have you on board, friends. I will be back with you tomorrow. And I am I've got so many videos lined up for you this week. I want to talk about the storms in California. And did you know the governor said we're still in a drought? Yes, we're having record flooding, landslides. I want to talk about that. Ellen DeGeneres. Degenerate? Is that what she said? Maybe I misspoke. How she is playing right into the hands of the global climate hoopla. I'm going to break all that down for you in the coming days. I've got lots and lots and lots of videos. I'm going to do something on the 15-minute city. Lots of good ideas from you, friends. You always have the ability to go back and watch my previous videos. Tons of helpful info on getting medical care without discrimination and on getting your child in college. Why you want your child in college, I don't know. But if you do, I have remedies for you there. Getting a new job, you can get it without the jab. I've got tons of free videos. And if you are being harassed with the nasal assault, I've got free videos and also a private webinar on that. I will be coming out with some more private webinars to help folks because there's a lot that I can't speak about on the public platform. And I don't want that info to be out on Rumble and BitChute because I don't want the employers and the colleges to know my strategies. So we need to keep that private. All right, friends, signing off for now. I cannot wait to read these comments. I tell you, you really make my day. I must be the luckiest contributor here on YouTube because y'all are smart, savvy, snarky. You're supportive. I love our healthy American community here. And I look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. And if you're not on the free newsletter or the free Substack, what in the world? I hope that you will sign up. There's a lot of good detailed info that I go into, and it's easy for you to share that as well. All right, friends.